Leading the band at the Black Dog in St. Paul, Minnesota, a place where he's had a steady gig for about 5 years. Todd plays shows in many types of surroundings, composes music, and is immersed in the extended musical community emanating from the Twin Cities. Todd has played music a long time, but the focused way he goes about it might be saying that he's making up for lost time.
I was an elementary school teacher for 22 years, and it was very difficult, and I realized that music was a passion that I had to address, because I'm not getting any younger this lifetime. So actually, I'm a composer, jazz pianist. I sing at senior residences, study music, and I'm playing more and more.
What kinds of music do you like to compose?
I have a wide range. Besides my regular jazz things, I've worked a lot with trios and larger groups. I focused for a while on what I call a jazz leader or jazz haiku. My friend Paul Cantrell helped me coin that phrase. And these are very like intimate songs for a vocalist and piano, and like reminiscent of Erik Satie, Franz Schubert, etc., single lined. I really like the jazz harmonies, combine it with a lyrical aspect of what's called classical. And different harmonics. I set texts, like, for instance, Northwood's Police Report was set text that I set from a very hilarious, wasn't supposed to be hilarious, but a police report from a little town up north, which will remain unnamed. So I've written for Kim Suioka, Dr. Michael Jorgensen down at the Nobel. I've set, like, local poets. I've also written for percussion ensemble down in Arkansas City, Kansas, called the Temporal Mechanics Union, and some kinds of things that people would call avant-garde or exploratory pieces. But now I'm really focusing on the lyrical.
You've got a CD here called The River Inside of Trees, which, as you put it, is part of your legitimate composing.
Yes, I wrote those songs for Kim Suioka.
When in peace crushed and flung to alien skies, when my flesh avows its clay, pendant swung twixt night and day.
Todd Harper, a piece you wrote, Todd, called When in Pieces, and the way that got written, I would never have expected.
My daughter was young at the time, and she didn't want to nap, so I had to write these very short pieces, and it took 6 years to get enough to really work with. And I'd bring something and go over to Paul's house with Kim, and we'd play them. And it was a marvelous process. And that was the last one of that series that I wrote for Kim. But she sings with a Rose Ensemble. She has a most amazing voice.
You have a feel for the jazz waltz.
I love 3/4. I don't know what it is. Sometimes, like when I'm walking, I feel that. It's a combination of 3/4 and 6/8. And I've written a lot of them. When in doubt, usually a waltz comes out. I don't know what it is. It's something that's kind of lilting thing. And you can do like in the 6-8, you've got the 3-2 or the 2-3. It's an internal kind of feeling. I think about, there's so many different ways you can play three. You can play three like Coltrane does when you look at things like My Favorite Things. You know, that particular tune's amazing. And that's just eternal with Elvin Jones. That influences me a lot. I also think of the Irish 3-4, you know, those kinds of things. That's a different kind of a waltz. You think of the Afro-Cuban 3-4 and so many variations of it. It's a kind of lilt, and I'm just drawn to it. I don't know why.
Do you approach a performance differently if it's in a small space or a big space?
I think it's important to read the room. Part of my job is like playing in senior residences is to really look and get it quickly assess the situation. You've got the basics of acoustics. So you have to say, is this going to be mostly background music, foreground music, or something in between? What's the space between us and the musicians and the audience? It's really ironic at the Black Dog I play. It's actually my back is to most of the musicians most of the time. So I have to turn around. I played at a different place on Friday, on Labor Day. It was outside at a place in Minneapolis, and that was a total gas because people are outside and festive. So it's a matter of just adjusting to what it is. If there's two people in the audience and they need to hear some music because they're feeling distraught or just worn out, then by gar, it's our obligation as musicians to do that.
When you play large venues and the music is the main focus of attention, what's that do for you?
Every year I have a concert I do with Paul Cantrell and Carrie Thomas called Keys Please. We used to play at the at McAllister College, and now we present them over at the Zeitgeist Space Studio Z. And it's wonderful being in a situation where everyone's there for the music and they're really focused. I love the situation. It just gives another degree of focus. But I still think you can keep the intimacy and the friendliness and the concern for what you're doing. I think with a larger group, I would love to play some larger spaces. And that's what I'm going to be building up towards.
Todd Harper, pianist, bandleader, composer, music educator. Web address is troutsongs.com. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.